I was talking with Franco in a restaurant, and for those of you who do not know Franco, he is one of the most notable street guides. He hangs out on the corner of Coahuila and Constitution, and right now he's working for the Tropical Club, trying to get customers to go down there. But also, he will help people find girls, or he gives advice and directions or whatever the mongers may need. He's an interesting character, one of many interesting characters in La Zona Norte, and I thought the interview was becoming interesting, so I turned on the tape recorder, and you're going to hear him talking about him coming to Tijuana for the first time after his divorce from Los Angeles. He spent a lot of money mongering and ran out of money, and then stayed in Tijuana and created a new life for himself. And you're going to be hearing him in the beginning of this interview talking about a girl that he met who changed his life. Here goes the first part of the interview with Franco.
But because I stayed there for the whole week at the hotel, I was staying at the Villa Zaragoza. My flight ticket, I cashed it in for cash and all that, and I still had girls coming into the room. It was like a revolving door. It was during one of these times when I had a girl. I called a service, an escort service. They sent a girl to you for an hour and a half. It cost $150. You know, which is, you know, for the growing rate. And this one girl, I mean, take in mind that I was still partying very heavily. The irony about this is that she just, like, she didn't want to go into the room at first. Her first impression was she was scared to go walk into the room, because it was 6 in the morning or something when she arrived, that the room was all dark. So it gave her an eerie feeling. But the, that was my manager. But the thing that pulled her in was what I first told her. I need your help. I don't recall saying that, but she said, you know, when we talked later on, I'll try to make this a short. It was just a freaky encounter. I was throwing her out about an hour later. You know, I told her, just go ahead and leave. We hadn't had intercourse yet. We've been talking, and this girl actually changed my life around without even knowing me. Point one: when somebody who does not know you, who never met in your life, can go ahead and tell you what your whole life, okay? I mean, what you did yesterday, what you had for dinner last night, who you talked to, what happened when you were 5 years old, you know, it can blow your mind away, you know, I mean, you know. And that was just, you know, when it hit me, you know, that this what was really going on. During that conversation, I already knew I was talking to Christ, you know, and I asked him if he was here actually for me, you know, I mean, if it was my turn. And so, you know, I was going to start fresh. I was a brand new baby in the world for him. There was going to be several paths for me to take. I was not always going to take the right path, but I was pretty much going to be doing the right thing. You would have met me 6 years ago. We wouldn't be having this interview. Let's put it that way. You wouldn't have that recorder in your hand. I would already be in the pawn shop. I would have conned you out of however which way I could. I mean, I have a very high vocabulary skill and all that. The way I post people out here, I never pressure them. You know, I inform them if they're interested, to talk to me. If not, have a nice day. You know, I feel I'm here to provide a service.
That concludes the first part of the interview with Franco. We're running out of the time limit for this file, so there's going to be a second interview file to finish up the interview with Franco.